Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to begin with Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I wanted to say right off the bat, happy holiday. I'm only kidding. Hey, last week I was listening to a show, and you had mentioned something about the illegal immigrants sleeping on the police station floor. Can I add to that?
Yes.
Okay. There is a school approximately Irving Park Road and Ashland Avenue, a Chicago public school. I guess the attendance was way down. What they did was they moved the kids to another school, and they opened it up for the immigrants. They are now sleeping in classrooms and everything else like that. They do have a pool because it is a high school, so they do have access to showers and everything else like that. And they're fundraising in the community to feed them and bring food and everything else like that over there. You know, I was born and raised in this country. So was my father, and my father was a veteran. How come the veterans are getting ignored? How come people that are first in line are getting ignored? It's almost like having 8 or 10 siblings in your family. Your parents die, and they leave all their wealth, their home, their cars, their money in the bank, everything else like that, to people that the siblings don't even know.
Well, that's been something that we've been talking about for a long time. You know, it's almost like the government's attitude is it doesn't want Americans in America anymore, that there's this great replacement going on. But I agree with you about the veterans. I mean, or even just the homeless general, the homeless American citizens in general. Why aren't they being taken care of? Why are the illegal immigrants being treated so well when basically the instant they set foot over that border, they are criminals? I mean, if you do that in any other country, you can get shot, you can go to jail, or at the very least, they'll fling you back. And this whole open border situation, and we know part of it is that the Democrats are convinced that the illegal immigrants are going to vote Democratic, even though they're not supposed to vote at all. And it's insane. It's really insane.
Yes, it is insane. And you know what? I'm looking at the insanity. I got to be honest with you. When I picture like a Nancy Pelosi, and especially when Obama was in there, and she says, we have to pass this bill to see what's in it.
Yeah.
Isn't your job requirement to read every word of every page of every bill? And if you don't want to read that much, then here's what I suggest. They all get together, all 435 of them, and sit down and say, hey, listen, we got to have a more consent bill. Okay, can we keep it under a dozen pages? Get to the point. What do you want to do? You don't have to hide all this fluff in 16, 17, 2300 pages. Okay? This is just to whitewash the American people because the American people aren't going to sit there and read the bills word for word. And then we don't hold anybody accountable.
I got an idea. If Congress isn't going to read the bills before they vote on them, let's slip term limits in there.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I think they ought to be graded. After 90 days in there, what have you done? Okay, I'll tell you what. You ain't going to make it to 121 days. You're out of there. You're impeached. You're thrown out, whatever. And you only get the salary for 120 days, and you don't get that cushy pension for the rest of your life. We got to start taking things away.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and here's the thing. If they're held accountable and if they're held responsible and if we take them through a tribunal court, a military court, and they're found guilty of treason, when you start hanging them, I'll bet you the ones that fill those seats, I'll bet you they're honest.
Yeah.
So, hey, I just wanted to rant, and I hope you're feeling better because I think you had a couple of reruns last week.
Well, I took the last 2 weeks off. I had some things I had to deal with, and yes, I did need a rest. You know, this show gets very tiring and depressing to do, and I needed some time away.
You know, Mike, and you've been doing it a long time, and I've only been involved with this since around 2010, 2011. And you're right. It does wear on you and everything else like that. But I think it's getting more and more exciting, and I think right now is a great time to be alive because I think we're going to see this all come to an end. So I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, and I was only kidding about the happy holiday. I don't believe in this crap either. So you have a great day, and say hi to Claire.
I certainly will here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, glad you're back. Kind of missed you there for a few days, about a week, I guess. But, I'm calling about Robert Kennedy. He said that he would not run with Trump. He said that he, as a matter of fact, I kind of liked the guy. I kind of liked him a lot there for a while, and I was all on board with him. But when he came out on Twitter and said his Twitter account said there's no way he would run, he would consider running with Donald Trump, that he considers Trump a bully. I thought, well, that's going to do it in for him because he's a little bit too far left on other topics for me, too. I don't know where he stands on abortion, but I imagine I got a funny feeling he's pro-life, you know. I think I know that he's and the other thing that's kind of weird about him is he believes that the government has the right to come in and take money out of your account if you do things like violate, you know, some of these hokey climate change laws that they're wanting to pass. So I guess he believes in digital currencies and all that kind of stuff, too. So, you know, outside of his crazy environmental policies, he believes in Black Lives Matter. So I don't know. This guy is not a good fit, I don't think, for this country. But I know he won't run with Trump. He called Trump a bully, said he would never consider running with him. I kind of thought it would be a good ticket for him. You know, I wanted him to.
Well, it
to
would
jump
be history making to have a mixed party ticket. You know, ratification of the 12th Amendment.
And he would fill in gaps where Trump has been, you know, kind of hurting, and with the vaccine issues and, you know, what's going on over in Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, wow, this might work out. But now he poo-pooed it and he kind of dive-bombed it. Some of the people on Twitter there right after he made that announcement were saying that was the quickest, you know, way to kill an election in the history of the United States, you know, but. Yeah, no, he said for sure that he wasn't going to do it. So, anyway. Oh, also, you gave some numbers there earlier that the people in Zaporozhye that were the Russians had killed 200. I think since this offensive started, they've killed almost 7,000 people.
Yeah, it's not going well at all for Ukraine.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is turning out to be, don't hear anything coming out of Ukraine about it. And so it's about the numbers or anything. So the fact they're being so silent about it just tells you that it's going south in a hurry for them.
Well, my concern is that rather than have another defeat on his resume, that Biden is just going to keep this war going until after the 2024 elections.
Well, he's going to try to, yeah. But one of the problems is we're running out of everything over here to send to him.
Yep.
Except for money, we're running out of ammunition. Russia's got a 2-year stockpile right now, according to Colonel McGregor. McGregor says Russia's got a 2-year stockpile of everything. If the war goes at this continued rate, if there was, if they quit producing anything right now, they could still go another 2 years at this current pace. Ukraine is running out of everything they got. I don't know what they're going to be fighting with. You can't fight a war with sticks and stones, you know. It just won't work. So I don't know how they're going to do it. And we can't send them a whole lot more stuff anymore. Germany's balking on all the things. You know, these people, we've sent, I've added up close to $300 billion. But that's just the money we've sent them. Germany has sent them money. England has sent them money. You know, on and on and on. All these other countries have sent them money, too. They must have close to $1 trillion that they've absconded with or wasted over there. So I don't know.
And there's no oversight.
No oversight at all.
Congress actually voted down a bill that would have appointed an inspector general to make sure that the money and weapons being sent to Ukraine were being used properly. And there are suspicions that a lot of that cash is being funneled back out of Ukraine into certain private bank accounts.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. That was the most corrupt country in the world, you know, Ukraine.
Yep.
George Soros, Hillary Clinton uranium deal. I mean, you could go on and on and on and name one corrupt, you know, thing over there. After
okay,
another, Joe Biden
uranium
and the prosecutor.
Deal involved Russia, not Ukraine.
Well, she was in the, the Russian uranium, but she sold and brokered it in Ukraine, I think, didn't she?
I'll have to go back and check on that one.
Yeah, but I think that's where the deal went down or something, and Russia was still in power there in Ukraine, okay?
Okay.
And it was through corrupt officials over there, yeah. But, yeah, no, it's a corrupt country from going as far back as who knows. But anyway, that's all I really wanted to talk about. I just want to touch on, glad you're back. I hope you're getting to feeling better. I hope that there was nothing wrong with your health and everything. I'm glad you got to take care of some business. So good to have you back.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. Thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Welcome back.
Thank you.
A nice break for 2 weeks, you know, listening to some of the fill-in
programs.
Well,
it was very, very busy. It's not like I was on vacation or resting. I just had other things I needed to get done.
In 2 weeks, it just seems like a lot is going on in 2 weeks. I don't know if you touched on this or anything like that, but now they've done a 10-year study on BPA in the plastics and how it can totally transform, you know, the brain into, you know, feminine, submissive thinking. And Alex Jones had this on, you know, a couple days ago. And you know, a lot of these gay people, man, and these people, dude, that, you know, lean towards this trans stuff, man, these people are poisoned, man. I mean, they've been biologically attacked and all that stuff. RFK coming out, you know, sounding like Alex Jones, you know, with the atrazine and stuff like that on the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm going to tell you what I think, you know, about RFK. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Okay.
We need to support him so that he could give Biden, you know, the run for the money to make them cheat through the city. I mean, you know, the 2020 election was really stolen during, you know, the Iowa caucuses on the Democrat side. You know, when Bernie Sanders clearly won the Iowa caucus there, and then they started making up some establishment line, you know, about how South Carolina is so important and all that stuff. They stole the election right there and then. They stole it from the Democrats right there and then. And then another thing that everybody needs to take into consideration, you know, even if, let's say, you know, he makes it. And you know, because they're trying to figure out a way, dude, to get rid of Biden. They know, dude, that there's going to be so much resistance to Gavin Newsom because of the way in which, dude, that he handled California and how he's coming out front, dude, before, you know, there's something with his wife and some murders and all that stuff. I mean, they're airing out all their dirty laundry ahead of time. But everyone's going to see what happened to California and how he presided over California. And who's going to vote for him? So the last chance to even bring respectability to, at some form, I mean, because honestly and truly, I think of the Democrat Party, dude, as the biggest terrorist organization, you know, in America, dude, right now. And they don't deserve to exist, and they deserve to go by the wayside like the Whig Party and all that stuff. And the Republicans need to go, too, if they don't support Trump. The person, dude, who is pretty much, dude, you know, people weren't giving money to the RNC for Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and all of the losers that have supported wars, the globalists, you know, the compromise in the bathhouses, people like Marco Rubio and all that stuff, man. Nobody was giving money to the Republican Party for Republicans. They were giving the money to the Republican Party for Trump, and that was it. That's all Trump's money. It should be used, you know, towards his legal defense, dude, and the very fact, dude, that they're not, you know, I mean, we decided in 2015 to dump the Republican Party when we decided to vote for Trump. I was a liberal who crossed over for Donald Trump and all that because I wanted defense of the country. And you know, basically, you know, I look at this situation with RFK as this. He's good enough to give Biden the run, but then we got to give him the boot, dude, as soon as, you know, the general election comes. Because realistically, you know, RFK is a Democrat, dude, and I don't want the Democrats to exist anymore. I want them to faction, break up, dude, and come out as the communists and the Satanists that they are and all that stuff. And the only way that they can do that, see right now, dude, Robert Kennedy, dude, could be the scapegoat to keep this party viable. And I don't want this party viable anymore. I mean, it's a party of loser mentality and things like that. And as you get older, you know, like they say, you know, if you're not a liberal before 20, dude, you have no heart, dude. And if you're a liberal after 40, you have no brain. And you know, and this is where I'm at with it. Keep pushing, you know, Trump supporters, go to Robert Kennedy events, dude, up until the general election. And then it's time, dude, to let them go, dude, because we want to see Biden get thrown out. And we'll be a total laughing stock, dude, with any of these Democrats that they have on their bench. Big Mike, Gavin, any of these people, dude, that they bring out, they're not even ready or anything like that, man. And we're at such a dire time, dude. And when you sit here and you say, you know, Trump and Biden are neck and neck and all that stuff, man, it's only because half of this country, dude, are a bunch of criminals. You know what I'm saying, man? Half of this country are a bunch of criminals. And are you going to sit here and let, you know, these criminals, dude, run you out of your life? No, man, dude, the Democrat Party doesn't deserve to exist anymore. And they've proven over the last, you know, 15 years who these people were. And everybody in their family, dude, has people, dude, who are liberal-leaning. My dad was a part of the teachers' union and all that stuff. And when they sat there and said, well, you know, it's getting harder to defend you because you're white, dude, you're not a minority. That was the writing on the wall right there for them.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I'm glad, dude, that you're back. Let's get back to some real business. Have a good afternoon, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah. In the truthseeker.co.uk, they had an article by Finian Cunningham. It was in the Strategic View, June 15, 2023. The NATO military alliance holds its largest ever Air Force maneuver since the bloc was formed 74 years ago. June 12th through 23rd, the German Luftwaffe will lead the massive mobilization across the Baltic territories in Central Europe in an undisguised provocation to Russia. The United States will deploy the most war planes out of the 25 participating NATO partners, but Germany is the lead nation for the drill. What is even more provocative, the date of the so-called Air Defense 23 exercise falls on the 82nd anniversary of Operation Barbarossa.
Yes.
On June 22, 1941, Nazi Germany and its Axis allies launched the biggest military invasion in history against the Soviet Union. You know, it's really looks bad. You know, America's, you know, engaging in provocations like this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's obvious a lot of people in the U.S. want a war, but it's always the case they want to make the other guy look like they started it and that they're the bad guys. And so, yeah, you know, there's going to be some big hoax that is played and blamed on Russia to get the war going.
That's an interesting article anyway. It's
I've seen I linked to one that was similar to it. Anyway, Charles, thank you very much for the phone call. We
thank
got
you.
To take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more calls. 512-248-8252.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daniel in New Mexico. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Mike, you there? Can you hear
me? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I got a heads-up alert. The reason why there's military activity, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of what's going on. Can I share this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm prior military, back in, not now, I'm not, when I was in the Army National Guard, New Mexico Army National Guard in my location, every summer, this is the month of June, so they're going for summer, what's called summer camp. Here in my location, Raton, Springer, Clayton, Taos, New Mexico, they all meet to get down in Albuquerque, and then there's a bigger convoy. Then they travel from Albuquerque west to Bakersfield, California, up to a place called Camp Roberts. And they stop, sometimes they stop, they'll stop at Kingman, Arizona, and then a lot of people are going to probably get shook up wondering, wow, wonder why this large convoy is over here. Well, because they stop to rest, and they sleep at the armory, and then they also eat. They stop at Needles, California over there, at a, I think there's a Marine Corps base where we stopped back in the 80s, and we ate in a mess hall. Then we went on to Camp Roberts, and it's 2 weeks training. And then you'll see more military activity, the timeline, after their 2 weeks training. Then around in July, about the first week July, about that's when they wrap it up, and they're driving back home to their families. So that's what this is about. Yes, I do believe that sooner or later, yes, that I do believe they'll round up dissidents, and it'll get worse. Even though I'm prior military, I'm anti-military now, because the military is not for our freedom. It's only to protect the higher-ups, and it's not for our freedom. And it's for I can't pronounce that word, to keep the government going.
Continuity
of government, you know, the military, okay? And so what this is about, it's they're going all states this time of year, the month of June, because I'm noticing a lot of YouTubers out there they don't know what's going on, and they think maybe we're under martial law. I do believe we've been under martial law for a long time already, and but what this is about, it's a 2 weeks training. That's what I believe, because I'm prior military, Army, National Guard, and just wanted to get that heads-up alert to let your listeners know. Sometimes the YouTubers out there, they're not posting all the information. Al Turner, it did get truth out, but he's not getting the whole entire truth, and so a lot of people don't know what's going on. Another way you can verify what I'm saying, you can go anytime. The public can go to a National Guard armory in your location, and usually there's at least one person or a couple there's that's not going to summer camp. And you can, and then if you ask them, they'll say, well, they're not going to be back from summer camp for about 2 weeks. And then in July, around the first week, that if you count the days on our calendar, about the end of this month is when their 2 weeks training is about done. So roughly about the first or into the second week of July, you'll see a lot of military activity on the highways, and that's what's going on. They'll be returning back home. And this is every year, every summer in the month of June, and we're in the month of June. So I just want to give that heads up alert.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I kind of assumed that's what was going on here. And, because in the National Guard, what is it, a weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer is how they advertise?
Yeah. And can I share one last final comment?
Yeah, but you got about 45 seconds to do it.
Okay, I can get it done by then. John Statmiller warned everybody from National Intel Report that Hal Turner is a FBI informant, so be careful what he posts. He does post, I believe, a lot of truth, but sometimes he doesn't get all the truth. So just be careful that Hal Turner and John Statmiller is correct about that, okay? So thank you for taking my call, and I'm done.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and I have my own doubts about Hal Turner. He's put out some stuff that's very spectacular but can't be confirmed. And so, as I understand it, Hal Turner himself basically came out and admitted that he was FBI at one point. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike, I trust Al Turner as far as I can throw him. He got busted some years ago for giving judges addresses out, I believe, in some kind of a racial case. You know, he used to pass himself off as some kind of a Nazi or something, right? And then when he got locked up, he admitted he was a Fed. And the Feds admitted he was a Fed, too. But they still put him in jail for a while. And he comes out, and I don't know what he's trying to claim he is today, but, people would be a fool to trust this guy, okay? He's a scumbag.
Okay.
And that's all and he was then and he still is. So anyway, I want to get to the presidential, to these candidates.
Yes.
No, I'll tell you the truth. I like RFK more and more. I don't totally trust him. I don't know what with the climate, I'm kind of like, he's not as totally in the climate. He's big in the environment, which is good. But I don't know about this climate business. I don't know what he is in the Second Amendment yet either. I'm not sure if he's changed. I know Tulsi Gabbard is fully in favor of the Second Amendment now. I don't know whether he's changed. You would think he would after he saw the oppression of the 2-3 years with COVID, So I'm not sure. But I'll tell you this. The it comes to going after the deep state, he will do it. He's not Trump. He's not going to put a bunch of fools in there that'll, you know, take advantage of him. Or I shouldn't even say fool. He's not going to stock it with more deep staters. He's not going to put a lieutenant, but what was his name, General McMasters, Bill Barr. He's not going to put people like that in. He will go after them because it's personal with him. He knows they killed his father. He knows they killed his uncle. He absolutely knows that. He knows they killed Martin Luther King Jr. He absolutely knows this, as most of us who follow this stuff do. He will go after them. Now, the question is, can he survive through this campaign? And can he still possibly win? Because you know they're going to go after him with both barrels, and I don't mean that just figuratively either. Okay? They are afraid of him. They are very much afraid of him. They know they can't pull the same stunts they pulled against Donald Trump. So that's my only thing with RFK. I like Tulsi. I wish she would run, but it looks like she's not. And the other, I like DeSantis also, but they're attacking the guy so viciously. I don't know if he gets the nomination somehow, they're going to blame the Trump supporters are going to blame him, and I'm afraid they're not going to vote for him. So that's why I'm still supporting Trump, because if nothing else, because I see what the deep state is trying to do, and these indictments really piss me off because. This is nothing but legal. This is legal warfare. That's all it is. And I just don't understand why Republicans don't pull the same thing and start local prosecutors and attorney generals don't start going after federal officials. They can charge them because state crimes and federal crimes go a lot of times hand in hand. You could charge right now. I believe they have enough to charge Garland, you know, the attorney general, and Ray, the FBI director, and others. With election interference. I believe you could charge them on state crime for that, because that's exactly what it is. They can go after this clown in New York, too, for election interference, and there's other crimes, too. Start playing the games they're playing. Go after these people. Stop being a bunch of mamby-pamby, period. You've got to start, they want war, you give them war. That's what it is. It's legal warfare. We can, we can play the same game, because we can't afford one more bad election, and I think that's the end of the country. I don't know if we can ever recover anyway.
I think we're past the point where this nation can be salvaged. We're either heading toward a Soviet-style collapse or a civil war, and. Obviously, I am not in favor of a civil war or a revolution, but I think this country's lost. I all hope that we can restore the republic.
Look at these borders. You can't have this. You can't have people here, running across the borders at this rate, and still keep a country. Keep your country.
If you don't have borders, you don't have a country.
Exactly. And they're storming across. Literally storming across it. And the problem is this. A lot of people on our side are still playing this game that Russia's our enemy, which they're not, of course, and China's our enemy. I don't believe China's our enemy either. The enemy is here, Mike. It's in Washington,
yep.
D.C. It's in the corporate boardrooms. And we got to realize that. And, unfortunately, not enough people seem to be realizing that. So I don't have much hope for this country anymore. But if we do have any hope, and at least of solving this with elections again, this is the last chance, I think. If it's not too late already, which very well might be. I don't know, Mike. It's depressing, but unfortunately. By the way, one good thing, talking about with the military and all that, in a lot of ways, it's a good thing the way the military is being weakened. They can't recruit people anymore, at least the kind of people, to make the best soldiers. And the military is being weakened by, with the transvestites and all that, and the bad and the horrendous leadership you got, these generals and stuff like that. So I think it's a good thing in a way, because if they do turn on the American people, they'll be easy to defeat if that happens. Okay, it's not going to be, you know, they're also less likely to go into war, into some kind of a foreign war, though you never know. These people are so stupid, the people in charge of this country, most of them had never been in the military, they're capable of getting us a war with Russia right now on the, you know, on the Ukrainian border would be suicide.
Yes.
Because would be destroyed, because you don't have a military that's even close to taking on. You see, the Russian military is like a well-oiled machine right now. Problem is, that might cause just to say, okay, we'll go to the nukes. And, of course, you know, that would be the end of all of us if that happened, you know? So it's not a good situation there either. You know, I don't know whether headed towards, you know, whether headed towards World War III or not. What do you think? You think it's going to happen, or do you think?
I think it's going to happen. This thing is going to escalate. And when it reaches the point where one side realizes they cannot win the war conventionally, that's when the nukes will start flying.
You think maybe our military, you know, you do have people within the military, maybe they're not in the top ranks, not in the Joint Chiefs, but in the center of the military, the, you know, the colonels, the majors, people like that, and the enlisted men, that they would have enough sense that they would not allow it to happen, because they know that we couldn't win a war like that conventionally and would result in nuclear war anyway. Do you think maybe they would stop it?
Well, you know, military coups are not unheard of in history, and most of the military people I know tend to be strict constitutionalists. So, I mean, that is a third possibility, along with collapse and civil war, is a military coup.
Yeah, especially I don't think people like Milley are very well respected. I understand this guy who's going to become this Air Force general. I think his name is Brown or something like that. I understand he's a piece of work, too. Totally incompetent. And you see the kind of you see the kind of military leadership, too, with the spokesman, the spokesmouth now for the State Department there. Was it Jack? What's his name? Yeah, at the so-called Admiral? Admiral Kirby, yeah. Kirby. I don't think the guy can command a canoe, if you ask me, or who would be able to handle a canoe or a rowboat, let alone a battleship, you know, but who knows, right? All right, Mike, do me a favor, could you keep me on?
Julie, yeah, could you keep Mark on? And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Nice to hear you back again.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going through withdrawals. Matter of fact, I haven't called anybody since you took your little sabbatical. And I actually awaited your show, and I woke up early. I was doing things. And then it's real hot down here in Texas. I mean, we're going through a heat wave. So
I hear asleep. There's a lot of storms down there knocking out the power. Plus, you've got Tropical Storm Brett is headed more or less in that direction.
Oh, boy. That's one thing after another, isn't it? You know, I want to thank Marco, man. I like to call Marco the Hulk Hogan of RBN. He woke me up out of I passed out lately, and I heard his voice say, what? And, oh, man, the show is on. Well, he has some talent there. Anyhow, let's get
yeah,
to the point.
He's actually very good.
Yeah. I heard the show host the other day on another network. He makes appearances, guest appearances on RBN, so I'm not going to lambast him, but I heard him going with that thing that, oh, I don't know if nukes happen, if nukes are real, because how come they were able to rebuild Hiroshima so fast, you know? Well, not all nukes are the same. I think when we think of nukes, we think of maybe Terminator 2 with a big, huge H-bomb blowing away the whole city, and then or the ground test that was going on in the 50s. You know, I kicked up all the dust. As a matter of fact, I read somewhere that John Wayne's lung cancer was contracted in the desert during the nuclear testing. There was a lot of
that was a public relations disaster. See. U.S. government was trying to reassure everybody that nuclear testing was safe. So when John Wayne did The Conqueror about Genghis Khan, talk about completely off the reservation casting, they filmed the exteriors out there at the nuclear test site. And then when they went back to the studio, they took several truckloads of the soil in order to have the soil on the sound stages match what they had photographed out there in the desert. And a lot of people came down sick. John Wayne got lung cancer. They wound up having to demolish and bury the soundstage.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I heard right then. I'm right sometimes. Yeah, it was the bomb from Hiroshima with a sky burst, and it wasn't a very big one. And so that's why you had, like, the cathedral still standing there.
It was very weak compared to modern nuclear weapons. The point is, it was considerably more powerful than the conventional explosives of that day.
Yeah, exactly. It was still a huge step. And that movie Oppenheimer, man, they've been shilling that one. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they're glorifying the Manhattan Project. That's the glorification of evil, my estimation, you know. But did you see Putin at that St. Petersburg Economic Summit?
Yeah, I think we talked about it earlier in the show.
Did you? Yeah, it must have been when I passed out. It's just he just amazes me that he's so cognizant and he can take questions on the fly and everything. A lot better than our leader.
Yeah.
But I was watching. Yeah, I was watching various leaders and big diplomats, maybe business people from around the world, meeting him. And there's, like, the smiles, especially the Africans, they're like they're meeting a rock star or something. I mean, he can see the giddiness in them, you know. And I don't think Biden gets that kind of reception when he goes places. The whole world is waking up to the fact. But when I had the Davos summit, I made a comparison. It's like a witch's seance or something. Or you got all these, it's old money, basically. It's all the old conspirators all meeting together once a year, trying to hold their thing together. And I don't think there's going to be a nuclear exchange because those people are cowards. I mean, they're cowards. They don't send their sons and daughters to war to die. And so if they go full bore nuclear war, nuclear exchange, they prod Russia into that. They're going to die just like us, and they don't want that. They don't want to lose it. Their whole thing is they're criminals. The whole thing is they want to keep what they got and get more. And if you cut it down to the bone, that's all it is like they want that land. They want Russia broken up. They want to rush in and exploit it. All that timber, all that oil, everything they have. And so I wouldn't lose sleep over thinking that we're going to wake up to World War III and nuclear bombs going off. That's just how I
see it. Well, the problem is it did happen once before, and that sets a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, it did happen before, but I hope, at least that's my hope. Did you know that this just broke on RT? Let me get to it. I'm kind of behind here. Russia is launching a major counteroffensive, according to Kyiv's deputy defense minister, and she says that, well, they haven't made much progress, but it's important enough for her to mention it. The Russian command has supposedly concentrated significant forces on the border, including Russia's elite airborne assault units, the deputy minister said. Ukrainian troops have allegedly been able so far to thwart the Russian forces' advancement. So Russia is not commenting on the report, but I'm willing to bet they are launching a major counteroffensive, and they're going to push towards the border to Lugansk and, the People's Republic. And I think it's going to wrap up by next winter. That's how I think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, they don't call it the fog of war without reason. You know, everybody's lying on both sides, and we have to take that into account.
All right. Hey, before I go, Jim Fetzer had on Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and they had a very spirited and very cordial conversation. engaged, it kind of opened up to the possibility of nukes were a part of the 9/11 destruction.
Well, I met Richard on the 10th anniversary conference in New York City, and we got along very, very well.
Yeah, he's a good man, and so are you, and we all. I just like to keep my mind open, because to me, nothing. I think there's a wall of denial on this. Like, they would never do that. It's just too evil, But if you watch the video, you're familiar with Plowshares. It was a program by the Department of Energy.
Yeah, I remember the peaceful uses of the atom. Anyway, Bruce, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. 512-248-8252. Call on in, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we
did. Welcome back to our show.
The
last segment of our program today. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Over at YouTube, they have deleted yet another Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview. This time, he was talking with Dr. Jordan Peterson. And basically the June 5th conversation with Peterson was talking about the link between the escalation in transgender adolescents and exposure to chemicals. There is now a considerable body of evidence suggesting that certain forever chemicals that are in our plastics may be disrupting the hormone systems of our children, and that this may be part of the gender dysphoria situation. They also talked about climate change to COVID-19 measures, and apparently YouTube was not very happy with that. And apparently Robert F. Kennedy Jr. postulated that sexual dysphoria could be rooted in them swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals, and YouTube banned him. Okay, we mentioned earlier in the show there's this company that takes tourists down to see the Titanic shipwreck, and apparently one of their submarines has disappeared. Frankly, if there's no communication, no transponder, I would say it's met a horrible fate. But the Coast Guard is saying that if, in fact, the submarine is still intact, it may have about 70 hours of emergency oxygen left. So they are definitely trying to find it. And, of course, when it's 2.5 miles down, it's very, very difficult here. Okay, the Kremlin has announced that Russian nukes are going to remain in Belarus indefinitely. Russia will consider removing them if the United States eliminated its own nuclear infrastructure in Europe. And this sort of goes back to the Turkish missiles that triggered the Cuban Missile Crisis, because the United States put nuclear missiles inside Turkey, pointed at Russia, and so Russia started installing missiles on the island of Cuba to sort of balance out the terror. And this led to the famous 13 days in May, where John F. Kennedy had to face them on down, and it came really, really close to an actual nuclear war, and it actually came down to a Russian submarine officer. Now, in the U.S. Navy, you have to have the captain and the executive officer concur on a nuclear launch. On the Russian ships, it was the two commanders plus the Zampulit, the political officer. And apparently two of them wanted to launch a nuclear torpedo into a U.S. task force. And the third guy said, no, we don't want to go there. And I don't remember this officer's name, but he literally single-handedly pulled the plug on the nuclear war. So anyway, let's see, it looks like we're getting some sun out back here, and my sympathies for those of you caught under the storms and the blackouts. Music should be playing. There it is. Okay, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is doing the show, and his guest is Tom Compton. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We both need your help. And we'll be back tomorrow. So aloha, America.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.